All right, Jeremy Affelt is with us. Let's hear it for Jeremy, of course.
Morning.
We don't have all the happiness, the parades and all that without Jeremy Affelt right. around. And I'll ask you this. Have you ever knocked one out of the park?
No, I have had hardly gotten one out of the infield, but I had one go up the middle one time and costed the St. Louis Cardinals a loss. So that was my claim to fame.
Right on.
It's not, you know, and I, first of all, it's not that easy to hit it out of the park. It really isn't for us.
That's right. Yeah. Some guys make it look easier than it is, but especially our guys as of late on the road, especially they've been doing a good job of that.
Boy, they have. All right, Pat, go ahead.
Well, Jeremy, first and foremost, let's talk about why you're out here. Generation Alive, you got your project and your foundation, and you got a big thing happening coming up. And you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, it's at the 21st Amendment on June 14th. It was an awesome thing last year. The guys over at 21st Amendment did a good job of donating the bar to me, and so we clear it out, and then we charge to come in, and a lot of the players come out, and they do celebrity bartending. It's a good time, and we do some auctioning of the jerseys and all that stuff at the end. But it's to raise money for a good cause. You know, Generation Alive is an organization that I started initially because I was grieved at the lack of leadership that young people were getting, and I felt like they were just kind of almost dying. As they were kind of going into college and not understanding who they were or what they needed to be in life. And I see young people as leaders in general, and they're our next generation leaders. So, you know, I called it Generation Alive. And as I kind of started traveling around the country and kind of seeing stuff around the world and getting to understand the injustices of our country and also the injustices of our world, I saw a lot of pain that happened in especially impoverished areas, whether it be in the U.S. or outside of it. And so I kind of changed the mission statement and the vision a little bit, and now I key in on the pains of poverty and how different people, whether in the community of impoverished areas or outside the community, can all join in and help, and we can create leaders to kind of help alleviate those pains. And so we create hunger initiatives. We do stuff with human trafficking, and, you know, we are now getting into just the if there is another situation within that community that we see a need, we try to create a program to help alleviate that pain in that community. And but you know, wherever you have poverty, you have hunger, and then when you have hunger or you have a lack of something like that, you're going to have trafficking. The human life gets sold, unfortunately, and so we want to try to end that, put an end to that by creating leaders who want to serve in their communities and love their neighbor as herself, I guess is kind of where I come from on that.
Great stuff from Jeremy Affelt here on the Public House patio, and I'm at the website right now, generationalive.org, and I went to your blog, and I was posted on May 28th. Jeremy writes a blog, and this one, your latest, is entitled Feast of Righteousness, which is so apropos for today, and I encourage people to go check out the website and read. You're an interesting dude, man, so much respect there.
Thank you. I'll tell you, and this week there's a lot of publicity about human trafficking. I don't know if you saw some of the articles, and it's ferocious. It's unbelievable. You know, you say the words, and you think, well, really, we live in this country. What is it? But when you start reading the atrocities that go on around the world, and I mean it, I read the story this week, and you know, I've been around. I've seen a lot of things in the world. And, boy, you start reading about this and how people are put in cages and sold. And it's just unbelievable what we can do to another human being. So the education of this is so important for people in this country.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I think what people don't understand is, you know, when you think of human trafficking, you think, well, not in our country. But it happens quite a bit, you know, whether it be labor. You slave out labor or sex trafficking, you know, stuff like that. You know, I think that for me, you know, I just look at the value of the human life. I look at, you know, how I was valued growing up and how I was allowed to dream really, really, really big, you know, and to achieve to be a Major League Baseball player, I had to be given the ability to dream that way. I had to be given the ability to have the freedoms to be an athlete and however I wanted to express my athleticism. And I was given those things. And when you look at human trafficking and at whatever scale that it's done at, you basically kill that ability to dream because you tell someone else who they're going to be, whether they like it or not. And you trap them and you imprison them in those things. And so I think that's an injustice to human life. So I think that young people, especially those are the teenagers are the ones actually around the world, including the U.S. The average age is 12 on the female side, you know, is being trafficked. So, you know, when you take that generation of people and you just basically tell them they have no voice, They need someone to be a voice for them. And so I think that that's where people need to stand up and start fighting for the human life and start fighting for people to have dreams and become leaders and to accomplish, be a Major League Baseball player, be a lawyer, be a doctor, be a, whatever you want to be, you should be able to be it. And I think human trafficking kills that.
All right. Hey, tell us about the event itself. What goes on, the inner workings of the event, and how people get involved with it, because it is pretty interesting.
Yeah, you know, you go to generationlive.org and buy tickets. We charge to get into it because we close it out, and it is a fundraiser. And when it's a fundraiser, you're raising funds, so it's not a free ticket in. But you know, so the people come in. It's a good time. They have food. The ball players do the bartending. It's hilarious. It's fun. I mean, we had to learn even how to like pour it. There's an art to it. You know, I had too much foam and all this stuff. You know, so we have a good time with learning how to do that. But we have the ball players. You know, come in. They talk. They hang out. And you know, you're talking to them across the bar or whatever. And you're ordering beers from them. I mean, you want to order a beer from Joe Panic, you can order beer from Joe Panic. You know, whatever.
Is he old
you want
enough to serve beer?
Yeah, barely. But okay. He just kind of reached that plateau. Yeah,
I understand Hunter Strickland was quite a hit last year. He was getting quite a bit of attention, huh?
Yeah. He's a big dude. You know, so
you don't mess around. You don't hit a home run off.
He could bounce if he can't bartend, right?
That's right. He definitely can. You know, you're not going to really try to come over the bar and get a beer for free from that guy's behind there. But you know, right. but it was a fun time. We auction off the jerseys. We have raffle time. We have good hang time. We you know, the players sign stuff for people, and it is a really fun time. The players had a fun time last year. They're gonna have a fun time this year, and it is for a good cause, and we raise some good money and have some good beer. It's good times.
All right, so go to the website.
Yep.
Yeah, generationlive.org. You can buy tickets. I think they're going pretty quick. There's only 2 weeks left till we have it. So there are tickets available, but not many. But there are different levels. Obviously, the VIP gets you in a little earlier, and we do meet and greets and stuff like that. But there's general admission as well. But it is a fun time, but it is limited because you can't put a ton of people in that bar. But we should have some good entertainment, some good fun, and meeting the players and having them serve you a beer.
June 14th.
Right.
At the 21st Amendment.
Watermelon wheat, Marty.
There's a
That's
lot of constitutional law in for me. Yeah. I think 14th Amendment, you know, I get confused easily here.
That's right. That's right.
The lives intersect in my former life. How you doing? How are you doing personally as a pitcher? How's the team doing? How do you feel?
You know, we're doing good. I think, you know, for the team-wise, I mean, man, it's been an awesome here month and a half. Yeah. I think the way that our offense has been playing, you know, I was actually really, really proud of the guys. You know, that was a grueling road trip that we were on when it came to rain delays and doubleheaders and rain delays in the both doubleheaders and then rain delay on the last game with the day game in Milwaukee the next day. And to come out of that 5-2 and to play as well as they played and offensively, the way they were up for every game and defensively, it was great. Our starting pitching did good. Our bullpen did good. We did bad. I had a really rough game, you know, and they still came out on top. And I think that's what was so awesome is the way the offense just kept going. And we need that from time to time. You know, the pitchers aren't always going to be perfect, and we're not always going to do our job, even though we expect to do our job, and I'm sure the fans do. But you know what? The way our offense has been playing lately, man, it's been awesome, and the team has been doing really, really good. We've been bouncing back and producing, and I think that we're playing like what a world championship team plays like, and so I'm very, very happy with the guys.
No, I agree. I said you're playing October baseball.
Yep.
That's what it looks like to me. You pitched in the doubleheader, but you pitched in the rain delay. Now, of course, I'm doing all the rain delay stuff at the studio.
Yeah.
Saying, all right, well, he's out. He's not coming back. You know, I need a break. Maybe they'll bring someone else in and all that. But you came back after the rain delay, and you had a lobby to do that, and you were working in the cage, and who knows what you were doing. How did you pull that off?
You know, I just told him, like, look, you know, we got a doubleheader the next day. I'm trying to save the pen a little bit. Obviously, it didn't work out. He had the Colorado, almost the Colorado nemesis there, just singled to death, you know, it seems like. But, you know, I just tried to go back out, and, you know, Boach, you know, came up to me and said, that's my fault. I shouldn't have sent you back out there. And I said, it's not your fault. I asked to go back out there, you know, and I'm trying to get out of it, you know, basically. And it was unfortunate that we had to sit as long as we did for one inning when we were up as much as we were, but the umpires felt we needed to play it. So we did, but, you know, Casilla came out there and I didn't want to use him, and then we ended up, you know, having to use him, you know. But he got the job done like he's been doing all year. And but, yeah, it was just, you know, one of those games. It was a weird situation.
How'd you stay warm?
Well, they have chemical heat that you can put on your body. Okay. You kind of trick the body. The extra hot Flexol helps. Icy hot scenario. But yeah, and then there is a cage inside there. You can kind of toss a little bit and go back out and felt all right. But yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
What about just the old-fashioned jacket with the zipper, huh?
Yeah, that's not going to work. We saw that last night.
Let me tell you, this didn't work out so well. This is not easy. Right. It used to be buttons or clasps.
Snaps.
All right. Not anymore. Now it's zippers, right?
Yeah, it's zippers. And, man, they sometimes, I don't think they're real metal zippers. I think they're kind of a plastic coating zipper.
I'm telling you, we have lost the ability for a good zipper.
That's yeah. Right.
There's extra bags there.
I think the Velcro, when Velcro came
I'm
in, man,
you,
everybody quit making good zippers.
It's sure. The truth. And this Williams Perez, he couldn't get it done last
right.
night. He
yeah,
finally said,
right.
get it out of here. He didn't seem to need it, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, right, right. He stayed plenty warm, I think.
You just don't see pitchers putting on jackets a lot anymore, I don't think, because when I was growing up in the 80s and growing up in Alabama and watching the Braves,
always.
I mean, you see all the pitchers go out there. Rick Mailer used to wear a
always.
Jacket at the plate.
Yeah, always.
Barry Zito strikes me as a giant in recent years that he would put on the jacket on the paths, right?
Yeah,
he would. He probably wasn't the biggest slider on the team, so he didn't really have to worry about getting dirty.
Okay.
You know, but, you know, and also, you know, I think nowadays it's just not, you know, fashionably good. You look like a big marshmallow out there, you know, some of the big jackets. I don't think the players, you know, unless you're going to tailor make those jackets.
Jeremy,
you know.
Is it an attack on your machismo to wear a jacket
out
there?
I think so. I think it's just, okay. you know, people look at you weird, you know. And I think also, man, if the pitcher gets going, which is hard for pitchers to do to get running, I think it's like a little parachute out there. I think it slows them down a little bit. So they don't need to look any slower than they already are.
All right, good.
Very good. Hey, a pleasure always, you know that, having you out here. It's always a pleasure to work with you. Say it one more time, and then we'll let you go.
Yeah, so 21st Amendment, June 14th. Go to generationalive.org to buy the tickets. Good times. The players are going to be showing up. You know, I'm working on a couple other guys, and I need to be there. But most of the players are going to be there, and we're going to have a good time. So please show up, man. It's for a good cause, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right, let's hear it for Jeremy Affeldt.
Yep. Okay.
All right, Jeremy, thanks for coming out.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, more coming up right here on KMBR 680, the Sports League.